اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، مالک یوم الدین، وما شاء اللہ ولا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ العلی العظیم، وبه نستعین، وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا و مولانا ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد و آلی محمد، اللہم صلی علی محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families, dear students, dear teachers, dear ulama, dear talibe of the holy city of Qom to SOQ's 2024 Ramadan Iftar programs in the holy city of Qom. It is truly such an honor to be here at your service, you dear guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this most holiest of holy months, the holy month of Ramadan, in which its nights are the best of nights, its days are the best of days, and its hours are the best of hours. And of course, we have gathered once again in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters and all of those who support our Palestinian brothers and sisters in their resistance against the Zionist regime. Truly, how fast the holy month of Ramadan passes by. Just a few more days left in this holiest of holy months. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts all of the prayers and the worship and the obedience and the du'as that all of us did in this holy month of Ramadan. And in the last remaining nights, may Allah also accept all of our worship, our obedience, and our du'as, inshallah. Of course, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give us the tawfiq and the life and the health to witness not just a holy month of Ramadan in the next year, but in the years to come, inshallah. When talking about the lands of Palestine, of course, if you follow the news, you see on one hand that there is so much death and destruction which we are witnessing now for well over 5 months. It's over 180 days that our Palestinian brothers and sisters, without a break, without a single day, without a single hour, are under the severest form of oppression and murder which perhaps the modern era has ever seen. On the other hand, though, despite the death and destruction, we see the hope and the faith of the Palestinian brothers and sisters, and we also see the hope and the faith of the people of the world who have hope and have faith that Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Also, in over 5.5 months, we have seen so many masks being unveiled to the people of the world. The so-called countries and arrogant powers who claimed to be the heralds and the protectors of human rights, we have seen this mask fall from their faces, and we see now them for who they are and what they really represent, because they are supporting this genocide in the lands of Palestine. And along these lines, the masks from the faces of all of the hypocrites who wear the mask of Muslims and wear the masks of Islam, and yet, directly or indirectly, they help the enemies of Islam. And also, in these last 5.5 months, we have seen so many truths that have been revealed to the people of the world. We have seen this awesome power of the resistance forces of the people of Palestine and the surrounding region. And of course, we have seen who are the real supporters of the Muslims and who are the real supporters of humanity. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah. صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد وعجل فرجهم. Of course, in these last few nights of the holy month of Ramadan, we humbly request du'as, of course, for all of our Palestinian brothers and sisters, most importantly, because they are facing such extreme forms of murder and cruelty and this mass genocide which is occurring. If you follow the news, everything is being destroyed, so that if there are a handful of Palestinian people who survive, they will have nothing to go back to.